frontier well, actually has started at the beginning of all things, but it continues on through the Old Testament. And I'm just going to show you some stories where this continues. The first story is the story of Joseph. It's kind of a long story, so we're not going to read it, but I'll just give you like a super small summary if you don't know it. Joseph is one of the younger sons in a group, in a family, and the dad really favors him, and he buys him this nice coat. And Joseph has these dreams in which he sees people bowing down to him, and he tells them to his brothers. And so his brothers get insanely jealous, and they sell him into slavery. Really good brothers, I know. And what happens to him is he gets sold into Egypt, and he has some hard times there. He gets framed, and he gets sent into jail, and he winds up in some trouble. But eventually, God brings him out of that. Joseph is faithful the whole time, and he puts him in a place where he essentially is the CFO of Egypt. He's in charge of like all these things, and God gives this to him. And what he does is he uses that to bless all of Egypt. He interprets a dream from Pharaoh that allows him to save up enough grain to feed the people of Egypt and more. So his family actually ends up coming back, his brothers, and he's able to feed them and bless them and be reconciled with them. So I hope you can see those themes showing up again. Joseph was invited into a journey. Actually, he was sold or forced into it in this scenario. And he's blessed to be a blessing. That shows up again. And also, you might be asking, well, is he alone? The third thing that you said was, you know, we're not to be alone, but what's important here is that God was always with him, and that's why he wasn't alone. So this theme keeps on going and keeps on going through the history of the Old Testament. Another story that really demonstrates this is when the Israelites are slaves in Egypt and they get brought out of Egypt. And there's one little verse in Genesis that when it's talking about them leaving Egypt, and it says, many others went up with them. So what's happening here is the Israelites are being blessed by being brought out of slavery by God. But it's not just for them. They bring others along with them. They're blessed so that they can be a blessing to others. A similar thing you see in when Israel is in exile in Babylon later on. You see that God is bringing them out of this exile, and the prophet Isaiah writes about it. And when he's writing to this people, he writes that God says, you know, foreigners are welcome to come along too. You know, if there are foreigners that don't want to be a part of my people and a part of my kingdom, they are to be welcomed in. So you can see that these themes run throughout the Old Testament. And I didn't just pick those little stories because they're the ones that match up. It's as real. I challenge you to read, you know, other stories in the Old Testament, and you'll see that this meta-narrative runs through them all. You can look at the story of Rahab or Jonah or countless other stories. And of course, this doesn't stop here. You know, we talked about it being a grand narrative that goes all through the stories, and so it goes on into the New Testament as well. So the first verse I want to look at in the New Testament is actually the call of the disciples when Jesus calls the first disciples. It's interesting because, you know, the first verse we looked at is the call of Abram, and this one happens to be another call, but it's Jesus calling the disciples. And there's a lot of parallels. I'll set the scene for you. It's Jesus walking along the sea, and he sees these fishermen, and they've been unsuccessful, but he blesses them by sending them back out into the sea and giving them more fish than they know what to do with, so much so that they have to call over their friends to help them haul in all this fish. And at that point, I'm reading this from Luke 5. This is what it says. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. So were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore and left everything and followed him. So this is crazy, right? If you think about it, it sounds a lot like that call to Abram. God blesses them with all these fish. He shows them they can be taken care of, gives them more fish than they know what to do with. And he says, you know, come with me and bless others. He says, come and fish for men. Clearly, he's inviting them out of comfort into this journey. I mean, they know fishing. That's what they've been doing their whole lives. But Jesus says, come out of that. And also, that third theme, they're not alone. He calls two sets of brothers, Simon, who's later called Peter, and Andrew, and then James and John. And again, these themes, this meta-narrative doesn't stop there. You see it all throughout Jesus' ministry with the disciples. We're called the well. That's what this movement is called. And the story of the well illustrates this, actually. There's a woman. She's a Samaritan woman. She's had all these troubles in her life. And it's not something that you would think, not someone you think Jesus would be talking to. But he goes to this woman and he offers her acceptance into his people. He says, I'll give you living water. And immediately, it's interesting, immediately she goes and she tells other people in the town what's happened to her. And she brings them and they come to know Jesus as well. So we see that she fulfills this story, this meta-narrative. She's blessed and she immediately goes to bless others and to bring them along in this journey with her. It's actually interesting because in Jesus' final words to his disciples, he kind of admonishes this mission again. In Matthew 28, 18 through 20, he's saying his final words to the disciples and he says these things. He says, go make disciples of all nations. And he also says, I am with you always. So when I read that, I really read it as, you know, go bless, go reach the nations, you know, for you have been blessed. But one thing I think is important to realize in all these stories is when Jesus is saying, like, go bless, you have been blessed, he's obviously not talking about riches or power or wealth or anything like that. He simply says, I am with you always. And that's what the blessing is, really. It's this relationship with Jesus. It's not about safety either. He isn't saying come and be safe and come and be comfy. But I want to argue with you guys that that's actually what we want. When you think about it, are we really looking just to be comfy? Is that what we were looking for out of life? Do me a favor and think of a time in your life where you really felt like you had meaning or you felt alive. Think of a time when you felt like there was really purpose there. Is it a time when you were just comfy? Probably not. You know, I mentioned earlier that I'm kind of up for anything, and I like to rock climb, and I don't do it for safety, you know? There's a struggle, there's a mission involved, and that's why I do it. It's interesting because I've noticed this in the nursing home where I've been volunteering recently. When you go to that nursing home, it's sad sometimes because these people are, they're experiencing some pain sometimes, and, you know, they're having these troubles because they're getting older. But one of the main things that people will tell me is, like, I don't really want to be here, even though I'm safe and comfortable, because I'm not able to live my life. They're not interested in comfort so much as they just want to be out there living, even if it means they're going to fall. So the meta-narrative, the kingdom of God, a relationship with Christ isn't about comfort. It's about blessing all nations. I mean, don't get me wrong. When we're in that relationship with Christ, you know, he gives us community and love, and there's peace that comes, and, you know, the kingdom of God is coming, so people often get healed, and, you know, there is blessing there. That's happening. But what it's really about right now is that we're invited to transform and restore the people who are around us. The people who we come in contact with, we're invited to bless through Christ. So that's my invitation to you guys tonight. It's a simple one. To those of you who feel like you are outside and you feel like you've never really been a part of the chosen people that you might read about in Scripture, I would just say to you, I'm sorry, because that's not the story of God and his people. That's a broken person who's maybe made you feel that way, and I'm sorry for that. But you are welcome to come and be blessed, experience the love and forgiveness and peace of Christ. And then also, you're welcome to come and be empowered to make a difference in your world. You can come and be empowered to bless the people around you. And my invitation to you, if you are, you know, on the inside in some way. If you feel like you know Christ and you're a part of his people already, recognize your blessing. Recognize that God is with you. Recognize that you're with a community of people, and go bless. Because that's what the story is about. You know, I want, just look at this meta-narrative of Scripture and look at the story of your life. And I'm inviting you to line them up, because it's going to give you purpose and it's going to make you feel more alive than you ever have before. And it's going to be good. I'll invite the band to come back up, and they can lead us in some more worship. But what I want you guys to do is, while they're playing, just sit and think for a moment. Sit and pray and ask yourselves these questions. How am I blessed? And how can I bless others? Just those two simple questions. And if you want, you can also ask yourself, you know, ask God, who would I take with me on this journey? And I would invite you to come up and just write it here on the board, just to proclaim, you know, that you want to do that. And if it's something personal, you know, you can just write down whatever, if it's something that you don't really want other people to see, you know, just write down, you know, tree or something, because you'll know what that means. And there's also going to be people up here to pray with you if you want to figure out what this is about. You want to talk with somebody about this because it's kind of confusing to you, or you just want to be blessed. Somebody will be up here to pray with you. So that's all for me, and I'll just pray, and then they can take over. Lord God, you are incredibly good, and you are the God over all creation. And your story has always been to bring all people.